You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
$1,000 Friday. Give me somebody some money. A lot of folks still haven't received their stimulus checks. I think I got mine like one of the first days.
Lucky. Get I was yours? Scared. Yeah, I got mine last week. You know, I was a little scared at first. I was like, man, what? Did they run out or, you know, did he stop it? But I did get it, though.
Later on in the show, we'll tell you what to do if you have yet to receive your stimulus check. Last night, Lisa Montgomery was put to death for the murder of a Missouri pregnant woman. Brian, I don't support capital punishment because there are too many people that are later found not to be guilty. And for me, the thought of wrongfully executing someone, I can't make it sit right in my spirit. But this case, it had me questioning my thoughts. This woman drove 170 miles under the guise of buying a dog from a pregnant 23-year-old dog breeder. She got there, choked this woman with a rope that she bought, and then cut the baby out of her womb and kidnapped it. Thankfully, the baby lived. And this happened right here in Missouri.
That is haunting. That is scary. That's one of the most deranged things I've ever heard in my life. As far as capital punishment goes, Shay, I'm with you with it. I gotta stand against it. I can't be all the way with it.
Her lawyer said that she suffered from sexual torture for years, including gang rapes as a child, and that she was permanently scarred. And her family says that she's got mental health issues. Prosecutors in the case said that she was faking mental illness.
That ain't nothing to play with.
The only reason I had a question about that is because of the plan. You reached out, set up a meeting to buy a dog. So that's not diminished capacity. You
Okay. Yeah.
You were able to come up with a whole plan, drive the 170 miles. You brought the rope with you so you could do.
It's sick, Shay. It's just sick to even think about it.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620, look for highs in the mid-50s today. Right now, you're partly cloudy in 34 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
When the Versus battle between Ashanti and Keisha Cole was canceled on Saturday, I'm sure you were deeply troubled in your soul.
I sure was. You know, with playoff football games and everything, I was very sad.
Don't be dismayed, Brian. It's been rescheduled. New date, January 21st. The announcement read, thank you everyone for being patient with us. We can't wait for this magical night with Keisha and Ashanti.
Magical. All right. May the best wig win.
Reporters say that OWN series, The Haves and Have-Nots, will officially end after season 8. I've never seen one episode of that series.
I don't even know what channel is going on.
OWN.
Oh, yeah, you just said it. Booyaka,
booyaka. It premiered in 2013 as the network's first scripted drama and one of the network's highest rated shows.
Oh, that's what's up.
Isn't that something?
Well, you know, like Netflix, they got somewhere they don't let things run past 2 or 3 seasons?
On Netflix, but yeah, this is different. They're a network.
Well, what I'm saying is that people are getting accustomed to not having very long seasons. So I think it's a good time to bow out.
This is interesting news. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers revealed that he is going to be guest host on Jeopardy during the offseason.
What? That's good. Aaron Rodgers, he's a smart guy. Great quarterback, too.
He actually appeared on Celebrity Jeopardy in 2015 and won it all.
Who else was on there? Who was the competition? That's what I
don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I would like to know that.
I don't really watch Jeopardy like that. It come on during the day. I be doing stuff.
Because if you're going against, you know, somebody like, you know, like a Von Miller or something like that, he will win easily. So.
Who's Von Miller?
He's another, he's a defensive player in the NFL.
Okay.
He played for Denver.
Okay. Bruce Willis, one of my favorite actors still. I just was watching him in Motherless Brooklyn. They play it like every 5 minutes on HBO.
Never heard of it.
It's a good movie with, I think that guy's name is Ed Norton. I like him a whole lot. But anyway, I digress. Bruce Willis was kicked out of a Rite Aid in L.A. because he wouldn't wear a mask.
I know what that is. That's a store run. That's what that is.
What you mean?
Well, you know, you in the middle of some things, and you don't have the, proper equipment to really do the job. So you got to go to the store to get the equipment.
But that got to do with a mask.
Well, you know, he probably thought he can go just run in and out. But you always got to have your mask on, no matter how much time you're going out.
That's right.
Make that store run, fellas. It'll save you 18 years of pain and misery.
I don't know what you be talking about sometimes, friend.
Booyaka, booyaka.
See, it come out of nowhere. What? And it don't.
Oh, it's God. Random.
That's what I'm talking. Your randomness astounds
funny.
Me.
That's what makes it funny.
We have different senses of humor.
We sure do.
All the time, though. It's so funny. Mm-hmm. When we talk, I said, Brian, it has to make sense for it to be funny to me.
And if there's some things you be finding hilarious, like you be rolling on the ground laughing, I'll just be like, okay.
That's just because you don't want to laugh at stuff that I find funny.
Don't be funny.
Nah, you just try to be obstinate. You probably go home and crack up for 45 minutes.
I sure do.
I know you do.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Man, what this weather going to do? Is it going to be cold, spring, summer? What's it going to do, man?
Well, today I think we're going to get just a little bit of spring with a lot of winter. So prepare yourself for that.
No, my arthritis can't handle all that. It needs to be cold. It needs to be warm. The weather needs to pick one.
You ever heard of a dicky?
A what?
A dicky. You never heard of that?
He ain't heard of it.
No, what's that?
A dickie is like, it look like you got a turtleneck on, but it's just the neck part. And you wear it. Wow. You put a sweater with it so that way at least you not hot. It's not like a sweater all over you, but it warm your neck anyway.
Oh, my God. I got too much neck for that.
Oh, you got a chunky neck. You got hot dogs. Okay.
No.
bro, she trying to go in, dog.
No, I'm not.
I got a little smoky name.
Little smokies, dog. Okay.
What's your name, dog?
My name's Rondell, man.
Man, thank you so much for calling up this morning, fam.
Hey, y'all stay blessed, all right? Appreciate y'all.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Come on now, dog. Come on, man.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Math sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, 651. What up, Max Sauce? Highs in the mid-50s today. Right now, you're partly cloudy and 34 on 18th Divine.
I'm going to be talking with the talented and sexy Michael Ealy about his new movie, Fatal, with Oscar winner Hilary Swank.
Me minus 100 more pounds.
I streamed it on demand over the weekend. I watched it. I enjoyed it.
So you like to prepare questions.
You already know. I got to do my research, friend.
Mm-hmm.
He's from DC too. Gotta ask him how he feels about the unrest at the Capitol that happened last week. It was no winner in the $625 million Mega Millions jackpot last night. Mm. And the reason why there was no winner is because I didn't buy a ticket. So when I get off Mr. Carter's clock today, Brian, I'm running down and getting me a ticket.
What's the jackpot now?
$750
million. That's large.
That's right-sized. That's right-sized for a playgirl such as myself.
So that's what, $360, something like that?
Probably walk off with the cool $400 million after taxes.
I'll take that. I'll take that all day, every day, twice on Sunday, Shay.
Exactly.
Next drawing is on Friday. So I'm going to go get my ticket today, Brian.
Sensational.
If I win that money, nah, I ain't going to do you like that.
Outstanding.
What you going to give me? You stingy.
I've never been stingy a day in my life. I'm stingy.
Nah, you're not. I'm being facetious.
You know I'm not stingy.
So what you gonna give me? Where does my cut come in? I wanna know.
Probably give you enough to be able to act funny around here if you want to.
They was doing it.
You know how you got a little money in your pocket. Yeah, who you think you're talking to?
Hey, fam. I ain't doing that.
I don't need this. Right. You know, I'll give you enough so you can yell out, I don't need this. How about that?
Bet. I'll have to talk to Marquita Miller to straighten up my finances, Shay.
It's coming up at 7:38.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Let's go. January 13th, what it is, what it ain't, what you think. Let me say to the girls in the blue and the gold and the pink, y'all cool, this ain't what you think. Let me say now, Shout out to the K in the White House, to the one who paid the way to the White House, with the peace sign dressed in the white blouse and the big hair. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Delta is the only way. We the only ones who can slay. Hey, shout out to the sword with the fade, the sword with the puffs, making waves on the airwaves. Deltas look good, and no matter how the hair laid, looking like a model, body like a bottle. All the fellas go crazy when we hit the duck water, when we hit that ooh whoop, and your man starts to holler. He ain't coming back since then. We already got him. Founders, they act like you know it. Delta Sigma Theta coming, we kicking the dough in. Sounding like Megan Thee Stallion. All the reds making cheese, you think we Italian. Sauce we got for the gallon. If you love a Delta, you better shout it. You rapping better than Coco, I doubt it. Delta's winning, ain't no ifs, ands about it.
You already know. Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning. 7:09 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s. Right now, you are partly cloudy in 34 in Lee Summit.
Couldn't tell. 108 years ago, 22 women at Howard University dedicated to public service formed a beautiful sisterhood of which I'm a proud member. If you can't tell, I'm talking about Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
Can we get a ooh whoop? There we go. Congratulations, ladies, on another year.
Happy Founders Day to all my sorors.
Hey, you don't ever wear red except for the cheese.
I do wear red.
Except for the cheese, that's it. I don't ever see you.
You don't see me in red today?
That's why
you don't see me wearing my Delta Sigma Theta
that's why
shirt?
I'm making a comment.
You don't see me all the time. I wear a lot of black when I come to work just because it's zero dark 30 and I'm just throwing on whatever.
And it matches.
So yesterday, one of our city councilmen, Eric Bunch, he's calling for the resignation of KC Police Chief Rick Smith. He says that there are a couple of reasons why he feels he needs to either resign or he needs to be fired.
We still have not seen a full rollout of that yet. We've seen many grants come in and very few officers still have those on, and we don't even know what access the public is gonna have to the footage. We don't even yet know exactly how long they're gonna keep the footage. We've already seen our first few homicides of 2021. That's a performance that I think is unacceptable from the leadership of the police department. And so my tweet was finally saying something that I think many people feel in this community, is that Chief Smith is not the right person for this job to lead the police department. Does this police chief really care about the safety of the citizens here?
Wow. First part of that comment was talking about the body cameras for Kansas City Police Department. Not been the best rollout of that.
You know, we got that money from someone who donated it.
Yep.
This was not any taxpayer money or anything. Wow. We'll keep our eye on this. This is a huge issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely something that we all need to be paying attention to. And even looking further into why we have a police board of commissioners. This actually, many think, should be something handled here, so that if the mayor decides, or whomever the police chief would report to, could make a change if necessary. Right now, they have to go through the board of five people.
We gotta get to the bottom of that.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722, highs in the mid 50s today. Right now, you're partly cloudy and 33 in Lee Summit. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Capricorn friends. Shonda Rhimes, producer, screenwriter, and director of Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and now, child, Bridgerton on Netflix. That's my new obsession. I love it. Mm. You ain't watched that yet, have you?
No. I ain't watched the show since the Wayans Brothers.
Oh, God. She's 51.
Mm-hmm.
Actress Janae Hubert Witten.
Yeah. Don't do your shoulders like that, Jay.
That's the dance, Brian.
Yeah. Shout out
she
to
played
Aunt
Viv on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. She's 65 today. Model and daughter of Steve and Marjorie Harvey, Lori Harvey, is 24.
Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up.
Oh, what did she say?
She's a man eater.
Why you dancing so hard to it, though? Like you feel it.
I do. Why, y'all mad? Y'all mad at Lori Harvey?
Mad at you Capricorns.
Anyway, also I got to wish a happy birthday to Bellamy Barrow.
Hey.
I got a lot of friends, but she's my youngest BFF. She's not 7, so I'm going to say she's 8 today.
She got you some reindeer food?
No, but they sent me a beautiful bracelet that I'm wearing right now, you see?
Yes.
For my birthday. So I've got something for you, Bellamy. Hopefully Aaron is listening this morning. If not, I'll send you a clip of this or something.
Happy birthday, Bellamy, and everybody else born on January 13th.
I knew something wasn't all the way right with Azalea Banks, but now there's more and more proof mounting on that. On yesterday, she decided to dig up her dead cat,
huh,
and boiled it in an attempt to bring it back to life. Then she shared a picture of the cat skull.
What?
Yeah.
You know when little kids do that, like they trivialize it now, but they were like, yeah, you need to call a psychiatrist.
No, that's signs. If you're abusing pets, that's usually a sign of something.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Wyatt Finn Lucci is wanted for an alleged connection to a murder.
Come on now, dawg. Come on, man.
Atlanta police are looking for him. They said on December 10th, James Adams was shot and killed in Southwest Atlanta. Another victim, 32-year-old Kevin Wright, was also shot. He survived the shooting. Atlanta police believe the two shootings may be related. And they say Wyatt Finn Lucci is being charged on multiple accounts, including felony murder, aggravated assault, participation in criminal street gang activity, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony.
Golly. What's Lil Wayne thinking? Because his daughter's hanging around that.
He ain't thinking nothing. He's trying to keep himself out of jail.
I mean, yeah, but you're not concerned about your daughter?
I don't know.
That's a whole lot of trouble right there, man.
Do you think he's... Could be. You think he's still out there in the streets?
Who? Wyatt Finn Lucci?
Yeah.
Easy. He ain't in Switzerland. You know what I'm saying? He's somewhere out there. He gotta be. He'll turn himself in, though. I'm sure he's talking to his lawyers and...
No, I mean, do you think that he's still thugging? With his hip hop career.
Yes. Shay, these guys ain't, especially now with quarantine and the way things are now, they're not making money. They're not doing shows. That's how they get a lot of their money, is doing shows. And he just put this song out. It's about to blow up. It's the remake of a Ciara and Bow Wow song. But yes, they still out there doing it. He's not, you know, Future or Drake. That's the unfortunate reality of the genre for some people.
Just was looking for a way out, yo. I ain't gonna lie. I just wanted out. And any sign I saw, I took it. I'm not going back. I'm talking about people who grew up in circumstances, you know, in hoods and in environments that may not be the best.
Yeah.
I saw my way out, and I ain't never looked back.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Better You series all January long, inviting experts onto the show to help improve your health, relationships, spiritual life, and today, your finances.
Happy New Year, Marquita. How you doing?
Happy New Year, you guys. I'm doing good. I'm excited about this year. You know, we were abused in 2020.
There's so many of us who want to get financially fit in 2021. If you're an entrepreneur, you're an accountant, you're someone who has been looking at budgets for many, many years. How can those of us with no experience who've been taking our eye off our own financial ball, how can we get things together for 2021?
A lot of times people make finances a little bit complicated and it intimidates people, but it does not have to be that. So number one, you want to inspect and assess. And in order to do that, you have to evaluate your current spending habits. And I always say, be true to thyself. If you're comfortable having meeting with a financial coach and meeting with them, great. But if not, at least meet with yourself and own where you're at. So evaluate those spending habits and be truthful about where you're at. Number two, take stock of your lifestyle. Where a lot of spending happens is based upon your lifestyle. And so I was reading something yesterday and someone posted something that's so funny, but it's fitting. It said, I'm not going to eat away all my money this year. Well, it was hilarious, but it was so many truths loaded in that, because fast food, dining out, that is where a lot of your budget can go. And so that's why I say take stock of your lifestyle. But then for some people, let's say they're single, it may be more affordable for you to eat out versus cooking, and you have extra food and you're throwing away. So you have to take stock of your lifestyle. And then you want to do what I call power pay off your debt. Make a list of your debt. A lot of times if you find yourself in a financial hole, it's scary to look at the debt because you don't want to have to face it. But in this case, you're facing because you want to change it and you want to have a better tomorrow. And so make a list of all your debt, what it is, and then decide. You got two methods that you can go up with. One, you can pay the smallest thing off. If you're a person who likes to get instant gratification, well, by paying the smaller items off, you're going to start experiencing wins, and it makes you feel good. And when you do that, whatever you're paying off those small bills, then you take the same amount of money that you were spending for the small bills that are now paid off, and you begin to pay that on the next bill. And before you look, you will see that you paid it off. Now, for some that are like, you know what? I'm more moved by paying off something big. Well, then take your largest debt and begin to take extra payments at it every month. It may not look like you're making a dent, but even for, let's say, for example, your home, if you're paying an extra $100 or $200 every month, that can make a huge difference on the number of years of when you pay off. So that's, I give you two methods because people are different and you have different gratifications. And so, but either way, both of them will work for your good because you're going to tackle some debt.
We're still talking with Marquita Miller. Joshua, about ways to get your financial house together. Now, let's dive into the S word. No, it's not stimulus, but Marquita, savings.
Turbocharge your savings. We've all heard the saying, pay yourself first. And that is so very true. But here's the thing that I find. People will start what I call recycling. They'll put it in the savings, they'll take it out. Put it in the savings, take it out. So whatever you're going to put in savings, you almost want to put it away where you are not going to touch it at all. When you save it away, you lock it away. Save it away, lock it away, so you can't go back unless it's something that's an emergency, you know, that you need. But most cases, we don't have that. We have things that we'll say YOLO. You know, I want to own this year. I want to feel good, so I'll take it from my savings. That is not for your savings. And then you want to look into the future. And when I say look into the future, if you have children, think about college plans. You can meet with a financial advisor and talk about ways that you can save. There are state Department of Revenue have plans of savings plans like the Missouri Most and different programs. Kansas has one as well where you can invest in it and get tax deductions. Bottom line, create some kind of college savings plan and then fund your retirement. If you work for an employer and they offer retirement, I am challenging you, calling you out to at least put the dollars in that they match. If your employer matches, you have to. It's like a no-brainer to go ahead and sign up for the retirement and up to the amount that they will match, because that's free money that you're missing by not putting into that retirement. And the other one is investing. People always ask me, well, what's the difference between savings and investing? And I say, oh, it's a major difference. Investing is you buying like almost small shares of other people's company. And as those companies win, you win. So don't be afraid to research, read, so that you get more familiar and it helps you to take those steps. Now, in financial planning, they tell us to tell you, consider your life insurance. I'm not going to say consider. I'm going to say get life insurance. We've seen too many GoFundMes and meetings for people needing, when they pass, they don't have life insurance. And life insurance is an excellent way to change the trajectory of your family's financial situation. Now, we're not banking on you passing, but if you pass, wouldn't you want your children to instantly have income that's not taxable to them that would help them to have a better lifestyle? So I say absolutely do life insurance. And so those are the things I tell you to look at with honing in your household financials in the new year.
That's a lot. My hand hurts from writing all them notes down, Marquita.
Take one of them and be committed to one of them. And I promise you, you will see you're in a better place. I'm challenging you. I do it myself. I started investing more last year in 2020, buying stock. And man, we had, now you talk about 2020 beating us up. Well, 2020 was good on the stock market. I had some coins from the stocks.
I did too, Marquita, on the low.
Mm.
I bought some Zoom stock. Zoom stock went up like over 1,000%. It's like ridiculous.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Marquita, if there are folks who want to talk with you about their financial house, how can they get in touch with you?
You can reach me at Five Star Tax and Business Solutions. The phone number is 816-444-0004. That's 816-444-0004. And I'm always active on Facebook. And I'm on the Clubhouse. You know, Clubhouse is a great way to listen to financial seminars for free.
The smart and beautiful Marquita Miller Joshua. Thank you so much for joining us again. We appreciate you. Happy 2021.
Happy New Year to you both. Thank you for the opportunity.
103 Jams and The Morning Grind.
Yo, check this out.
Check it in.
You want it? Hey, we got it. Come get it.
With the hottest celebs.
I know you're from the D.C. area, and you may have friends and family still in that region. How you feeling after all that we've seen in the nation's capital on Wednesday?
Not shocked. Not shocked at all. What happened in Michigan was the precursor last year, and I think people should have been prepared for this. I'm disappointed that it's starting to look like it was by design.
In better news, you're starring opposite Hilary Swank in the new Lionsgate film, Fatale. It's being compared to a modern day Fatal Attraction meets Girl Gone. Tell us about this project.
The movie is about this sports agent named Derek Tyler that I play, and on paper, he looks like he has it all. He's built his empire, he's married, he's got a great house, cars, all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. It looks like he has it all, but the reality is, and you learn this very early in the movie, his marriage is deeply broken, and when he goes off to Vegas, he has an entanglement. You know, that leads to some complications, to say the least. It causes the destruction of the character himself. You watch this guy kind of start to lose it all and end up fighting for his family, fighting for his life, fighting for everything that he can, because by dumb luck, this entanglement comes back to get him. I think audiences will enjoy it. I think it's a great escape, that's for sure, especially now that it's streaming on demand.
We're talking with the star of Fatale, Michael Ealy. Two-time Oscar-winning Hilary Swank said about your performance in Fatale, quote, he can turn on a locomotive of charisma and sexual energy on the screen when it's called for. When people give those kinds of compliments, is it awkward for you, or as People Magazine Sexiest Man of the Year 2002 is what they supposed to say about you?
Well, I mean, they're supposed to say that about me. So
not you, child.
I'm
talking,
talking
to the sexy Michael Ealy.
Go ahead, Big Mike. Go ahead, dog.
Yeah, my bad. I got you. Well, here's the thing. You said it best. Sexiest Man 2002.
That was your barbershop days when you was messing with E.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a long time ago. I don't know if I still rank in the top 10 now. So
wine get better with time.
Oh, God.
I appreciate that. It's one of those things where for Hillary to say that, it means a lot. Obviously, she's won every award you can win. And working with her was like playing against an NBA champion. Like, you play against people who have won it all, you're bound to get better.
I know what you did, Michael, because we got the same disposition. You look straight at her, eye contact, and that's how you got her, dog. I know how you did it.
You know what's so funny about what you say is, like, the moment where we actually meet in the film, it's kind of funny. It's like there's not a lot of funny moments in this movie. I'm married, and I have been married, but my marriage is broken, and when I try to hit on her, it's like I have no game, right? And I don't know how many married guys who have thought about cheating, or maybe they didn't think, and they just started talking to a woman, and they realized this is just a bad idea. I don't even know how to say the right thing to a woman anymore. It's just terrifying. In terms of, like, looking at her and giving her the Ely eyes or whatever it is, but nah, that wasn't there, actually. It was kind of, like, unsexy the way that I, like, spoke to her. But that moment when we meet, it's bigger than just trying to hit on somebody. That moment was all about, like, two broken people that actually are trying to find some sort of connection somehow, some way. And I think that's what makes the movie a little bit different and makes it more interesting than Fatal Attraction, to be honest with you, because he was happily married and he was just being a jerk.
Michael Ealy is married. We know that was a stretch trying to play a cheetah, because you would never do anything like that in your own relationship. As a matter of fact, you lent your voice to bring awareness to pancreatic cancer because your mother-in-law had that illness. After losing
Chadwick,
yeah, you know, I'm a journalist with mine, you know what I'm talking about? After losing Chadwick Boseman a few months ago, I asked this just because I care and I believe that we need to do a better job at checking in on Black men. How's your health, sir?
Good, and thank you for asking. Thank you for checking. You know, obviously losing Chadwick was a wake-up call for a lot of us, not just men, but I think we all just kind of need to take a moment and recognize that this shining beacon of light has left us at the age of 42. I can only imagine what he would have accomplished in the next 20 years of his career, on camera and off camera, because he was a force of nature and a genuinely good guy.
Check out Michael Ealy as he stars opposite Hilary Swank in the new Lionsgate film, Fatale. Fire up your TV. It's streaming, and it's at select theaters. Thank you so much, Michael. We appreciate your time, fam. Have a good one.
I appreciate y'all for having me. Have a good day and be safe.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823, highs in the mid-50s today. Right now, you are cloudy in 34 at the Grandview Triangle. Shay, what's poppin'?
Just days after being hospitalized for a brain aneurysm, Dr. Dre's estranged wife, Nicole Young, accused him of holding a pistol to her head in new court documents.
Oh, no.
She claimed that she suffered years of emotional and physical abuse at the hands of Dre. In the court documents, Young said that once Dre lifted her off her feet by her neck and punched her in the head.
What?
He's been accused of this more than once with other women.
I forgot her name. It was back in the late 80s, early 90s. And he apologized for that a couple years ago, too.
I think she got a small bag over that. It wasn't a lot. Phew.
Dee Barnes, was that her name?
Dee Barnes was her name, yes. So in recent news, we told you guys that she was actually awarded the money that she was looking for. He allowed them to go ahead and just do it instead of having to go to court over it.
The wife, that is, y'all.
Right, while he sits in his bed. Mm-hmm. In an interview with Self, Ciara revealed how she and her husband, Russell Wilson, keep their relationship strong. Mm. I don't know if I got a Ciara in me.
You might. No,
we do have to put our... No, that's uh-oh. Janet. Forget it.
That's
we
similar. Do...
not really. There's only one Janet.
Oh, okay.
we do have to put ourselves first as husband and wife, and that's a hard thing to really understand. I think, especially for women, moms, we love our babies so much, but we got to make sure our love is feeling good too. Our husbands are feeling good too.
I know that's right. I don't know. I don't think she's been handling business at home because Russell Wilson been struggling, boy.
She just had a baby not even 4 months ago.
Ow.
Well, that explains it. The stress of a new baby.
Netflix has shared an epic star-studded movie release schedule for 2021. That's why they're going up, Brian.
Oh, okay. Movies I don't watch that I'm paying for? Cool.
They say they're putting out a new movie every week.
We got to pay for them extra lights somehow, huh?
Trying to tell you, I'm excited about it. I mean, I watch Netflix a lot now. Probably followed by Hulu and then Amazon Prime.
I think part of my problem with stuff, Shay, is that there is nothing to interest me. And when I see the movie previews, it just don't hit me like it did when I was a kid.
You're just a naturally obstinate person. Like, you reject everything right away. I think if you gave yourself an opportunity, you would wind up liking things. But, you know, your general answer to everything is no.
Because I know what I like. And I know, no. I know what I don't like.
I don't want to see it.
I don't do all that.
I don't want to try it.
Your perception. That's your perception.
I don't want to do that. It's not Chiefs football.
That's
no.
That's right. If it ain't Chiefs, I ain't rocking with it.
I'm not playing Madden, so no.
That's right. That's right. I like Madden. I like Chiefs. Now what?
No.
We're going to handle this when we get off air.
I'm done with it.
I don't like the way that you trying to paint me.
That's how you
sound. I don't sound like that.
No. I had birthday cake yesterday. I don't want to eat the birthday cake, Shay.
I'm trying to stay on a diet, right?
You ate a bag of Doritos earlier, you liar.
No, I didn't. I had a half a bag.
Get out of this.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Tay.
All right, Tay, let's see what you say.
You found out when you turned to my baby. I showed them other brothers how to treat a lady. I let you drive when I ride that Mercedes. And I ain't tripping or acting shady, cause baby, you know.
I ain't never had nobody show me all the things that you gon' show me in a special way. I feel when you hold me, we gon' always be together, baby. That's what you told me, and I believe you, cause I ain't never had nobody do me like
you.
Tay, can we bring the octave up just a little higher to sound more like Sierra? No? I ain't ever done it. No.
Uh-oh.
Hell no.
Look, I barely had enough breath.
I will back my sister and let you live.
You just qualified yourself to get $1,000 in cold cash. Shout out to Max Motors. Tell Kansas City what station is live, local, and always lit.
I went up through jail.
I want to break it down.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in cold cash.
Making deposit.
Always giving you more chances to win.
Always winning.
Kansas City's number one.
Number one.
The hip-hop and R&B.
Hot 103 Jams.
More money.
Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. RJ. Powered by PRA Health Sciences and Hot 103 Jams.
With so much going on in our nation, it is easy to become overwhelmed and obsessed with the news. In fact, one news outlet reported that Google searches increased for psychologist or therapist near me. Overconsumption of the news can lead to emotional overload, uncontrollable racing thoughts, and hypervigilance. So to prevent these emotional outbursts, overloads, everything that you may be experiencing, try the following steps. First, have one media-free day per week. Next, turn off cable TV news and take a break from Facebook. And most importantly, do not read the comments. Attend worship services and participate in volunteer activities to connect with other people. Try relaxation techniques, mindfulness meditation, listening to music, knitting, reading, or some other restorative activity that takes your mind off of trending topics. Don't go looking for trouble. Limit your searches for things that may be provocative or that may agitate you. Use cognitive behavioral therapy to consciously shut down unhealthy thoughts and redirect the mind to more constructive, creative endeavors. Attend the community gathering or another event where you encounter others and reduce your sense of isolation. Focus on what you do have control over. Volunteer, do something in your community. And if you have children, talk to your children in honest and positive terms. And finally, if these events trigger other things from the past, or you find yourself experiencing past painful memories, then it's okay to ask for help. Talk to a therapist. You just listened to Dr. RJ on the Morning Grind of Shay and Shine for Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.